This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from Tan Talk Radio Network studio in glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. And we are so happy that the cold weather has passed us by, and we hope it does not return because we are having glorious weather again, and it is beautiful outside. Now, I have at the bottom of the hour, I have a very interesting author. It's her release date. And I always love to have authors on their release date. And it's a book called Let's Talk About Love by Claire Kahn. And she's going to be at the bottom of the hour. But first, I'm going to my a guy that I just like to turn to when I have a question about how to publish a book and all sorts of stuff like that, Dave Chesson from Kindlepreneur. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, well, I'm starting to think of you as my go-to guy. I can call you up, and at a drop of a hat, you come on the program. I'm so grateful because, you know, things come up as I'm, you know, meeting more and more authors and attending events. I get so many questions about, you know, everything from keywords to how to get, you know, online and all of these things. And then, as I mentioned to you in an email, I was getting a lot of questions about press releases. And I thought, well, you know, I'm not an expert on press releases, but I know somebody who's written a beautiful, beautiful article about it. So I wanted to have you on because... Well, everything you write on Kindlepreneur is great. I really admire your work and how you are addressing so many of the needs of particularly indie authors.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to hear.
Well, you know, as I said, one of the things that I admire about you in addition to all of the information you give is that you don't hit people for money for every little thing like so many websites do. And so I know you must be making money out there somewhere, and I hope that people will support your advertisers, because it's important, and people don't understand sometimes that it really does make a difference if you click on an advertiser on somebody's website, right?
Yes, ma'am, most definitely.
Okay, so I hope that anybody who goes to your website and gets a lot of this very, very detailed information will also click on at least one of your advertisers and help you out there, because that's what you need, right? Everybody needs to make money somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And your article about press releases I found very informative. Let's talk about it, because it is difficult for an indie author to know what to do, how to promote their book. And of course, there is this thing that you should actually be doing is a press release. So tell us, how should an author approach a press release?
Well, sure. Well, the first thing is to discuss what the author's goals are with a press release. Because the truth is a press release can be really disappointing unless you understand what you're trying to do with it. Then once we talk about the two different goals, we'll talk about the process in which you can submit and create legitimate press releases that will get out. And finally, we'll talk about some of the case studies where authors have seen major increases in their sales because of press releases. And there's even one that just happened a couple of weeks ago that I bet a lot of the listeners have even heard that story but didn't realize it was a savvy marketer's press release that really got it in front of them. So go into the goals. There are two things that a press release can do for you. First off is that if you've done a press release, after you've done one, a legitimate one, you're able to say, as an author, as seen on, you know, Huffington Post, New York Times, you know, putting in those really cool terms. That right there can help legitimacy as an author, whether or not you're approaching a publisher, whether or not you're trying to convince somebody, you know, that you're a great author with great credentials, or, you know, even speaking gigs, whether or not you're, you know, going to fiction writing conferences or, you know, talking about your main subject if you're writing a nonfiction. So that right there is a great thing that a lot of authors will take advantage of, you know, by doing a press release so that they can have that ability to say certain things like that. It's a wonderful measurable. The other way, of course, is that trying to create a press release that becomes, in a way, viral. Great news, you know, that people are actively going there and reading your press release and saying, wow, this book is something that I want to get. Now, that right there is a really hard thing to do. And I would say that, honestly, about 95 to 99% of books that try press releases will not accomplish that goal. And I'll tell you why at the end of this. But in the meantime, though, you do have the opportunity to be able to say, as seen on New York Times, as seen on et cetera, et cetera. All right. Now, for some of the authors that are listening, being able to show up for a press release really isn't that hard. The key is that you need to write a press release in a press release, a press release format. Okay, they have their own format and way to write them. And then finally, you need to submit it to aggregators where they send it out to all the different news sources. Because the thing about the news is that they need, well, they need the news. And they're definitely willing to take legitimate news stories for free. Now, there are services out there that will write a great press release for you. And there are services out there, or and even programs, that will submit it or aggregate it out to all the different news sources. But here's the thing. The reason why so many people fail at this is because they fail to approach press releases as news. The fact that you come out with a new book is not news. Unless you're someone super famous or the book is about something super famous, then maybe that's news. Instead, though, the only way that I would say that you should do a press release in the hopes of making and generating a lot more sales is if you have an angle in which to make it newsworthy and viral. A great case in point just happened. Now, before I go into these case studies, the one thing that I want to say is I can't prove without a doubt that a marketer manipulated the news a little bit to get these results. But let me tell you, I'm pretty sure that it happened. They just wouldn't publicly say they did it for this purpose. So I don't know if any of the listeners have heard of the new Trump book, Fire and Fury.
I think everybody's heard of that.
Yeah. Well, in the 10th of January, a news article hit all the different news sources talking about how ugly the cover is. See, on the cover, they used, I think, like Times New Roman for the title. You know, the typical, terrible, regular font. It honestly looks like the cover was created on Microsoft Word. This was shocking. Like, I saw it all over Facebook. I saw it on Twitter. There were so many comments about how ugly the cover was. But because everybody was talking about it, now it's on the forefront of news. It's everywhere because it's an ugly cover. Now, as an author, we'd probably say, well, that's terrible press. You know, that probably hurt the sales. And it didn't. Even though people were talking about it negatively, it was great press, and there was a lot more sales because of it. So I'm sure they could have written a press release, you know, about here's an analysis of Donald Trump as the president, but it probably would have been lost with the other thousands and thousands of other news articles about Donald Trump. But from a different take of just saying, how ugly is this cover? And then pointing out, because if you read the news article, it says, you know, the pros to it, this designer said this, and this is what it represents. In the end, it's actually convincing you to check out the book. We have curiosity about it, and so we want to purchase it to see what's going on. And the sales are definitely representative of this. This news article drove a massive increase in the book sales. And I would say that just by getting the book out there and having people read it and share it on Facebook was a major motivating and driver for his sales.
Clever. That's what we have to be.
Well, exactly. And we can go through other stories as well. A while ago, there was a book that was published called A Gronking to Remember. Now, it was in the erotica category, and it was centered around a NFL football player, Rob Gronkowski, who's a tight end for the New England Patriots. And anyways, it got into the news because the couple, their picture was featured on the cover of this book, and they found out, and they were suing because they didn't want their, I believe it was their engagement picture, going up on an erotica book. Well, again, I can't prove that the author didn't do something about it or, you know, didn't do a press release. However, there was a huge spread of the story everywhere about the Gronking to Remember, to the point that Rob Gronkowski actually created a trailer, a fake trailer, on a funny show called, I think it's Funny or Die, a skit show. And he even talked about it when he went on the late night show. And let me tell you, the sales exploded. So having some type of news or having some way of creating intrigue and making this something that people want to talk about, that's when a press release becomes super potent and that you see large increases and increase in your marketing. So to all the authors listening, I would say that if your goal is, number one, to be able to get those credentials, you know, to be able to say as seen on, then you can do that. And there are great services that will, they're usually pretty pricey if they're legit at doing it, but they'll get your press release out there. But if your goal is to make it so that this is going to really help your marketing and get it out there, then you really need to think about a creative way in order to make your book newsworthy.
Whoa, it's a big task for an independent writer. They have so many things to think about. They have so much fun writing the book, generally speaking. You know, you finish the book, yeah, and you're so happy, and you can get it up on Amazon, and then this need to go out there and actually sell the book is so difficult.
It really is. And sometimes, especially as writers, we get wrapped up in the big picture. But another suggestion to authors is look at bite-sized information. A great story was, there was this book, and off the top of my head, I can't remember it, but it was about flags and, like, the importance of national flags to the history of countries. Well, he found that in his book, one of the big pieces of information that I think a lot of people didn't understand is, why is it that on the U.S. military's uniform, they show the flag backwards? So he created a video about that, explaining just the one piece. And, I mean, we're talking about a tiny percentage of what his whole book is about, but it's about why the U.S. military shows the flag backwards on their uniform. And that video went so viral that it was trending as one of the top 10 videos on YouTube. It turns out a lot of people had that very question. They've just never taken the time to look at it. So, again, it doesn't have to be something crazy or manipulative, but sometimes we have some juicy fact that has kind of been in the back of most people's minds, and they just never figured it out. So just kind of take a look at your book, if you're thinking about it, and ask yourself, is there something particular that my people are needing? Or is there some way that I can make this newsworthy? And if the answer is yes, then there are some great methods in which you can hire people to create that wonderful press release for you, and people who will take the time and get it out to the right hand.
Well, you know, I love marketing, and I think it's so important that authors do use whatever they have in their book. If they have something that they can use, they should do it. And I know I suggested to one writer, and I don't know if she's actually done it. I'm waiting to hear. Now, her books are all cozy mysteries set in around weddings. Okay, so, you know, It's a nice subject, but it's, again, as you said, you can send out a press release. You know, I've written another cozy mystery set at a wedding, and, you know, and nobody's going to pick it up. And I mean, I suggested to her that she actually should, like, go to weddings, like, do 1,000 weddings I've visited and hand out the book to the bride and, you know, just take a picture and get their permission to use it. I mean, you could make a whole video out of that and get on YouTube if you did something like that.
Yeah, or just kind of thinking out of the box. You know, there's a lot of these, like, mystery dinner, you know, theater things, right? Well, what if somebody decided that their wedding party was to be theme? That would be really unique, especially in the local news. Something that you could easily kind of twist that crazy wedding, you know, decides to have murder mystery in the middle of it. I mean, you could get a title that's like murder mystery inside a wedding, and that would probably draw a click. So, we can, you know, create legitimate news or scratch the itch of many Americans or many of the market or the market out there. But it just kind of takes a different approach and a little creativity for press release of someone's book to become newsworthy.
Now, what should be included in a press release? How the actual physical writing of it? How should you start it? What should you make sure that you include?
Yeah, well, it's the big thing is that you have to understand that it is a news format, right? Press releases are aggregated, so they're sent out to all these different news agencies, and it's got to be within certain parameters and written in a certain way. Kind of hard to explain in words, but we've got, like, on an article on Kindlepreneur, we've got kind of like the structure and the format laid out. And if you just Google book press release, the article should show up number one. But, you know, again, you've got to make it so that it's easy for them to send it out to all these news agencies. Most of the aggregators will actually send it out to thousands of news agencies. And you may be saying there's not that many, but, like, there's, you know, such and such Milwaukee, such and such Chicago, you know, enter news agency name and then add a city. They all have different local newses as well. So it's got to fit this right format in order for those news agencies to automatically accept it.
Now, if you send a press release to an individual newspaper, do you think that would, for example, if you come from a small town and you sent the press release to that newspaper in that services that area, would they be more likely to pick it up?
Well, I would actually write a personal article, okay? Press releases in general mean like mass publication where you're sending it out to all the press. But if you have, like, say, for example, you've written a great historical fiction or something on a certain town, reaching out to editors of the local newspapers there and, you know, talking to them, building a relationship and getting them to accept an article that you would write, that would probably be a much better use of your time, because then you can incorporate the elements of that particular city. Or you can write in the structure that that particular newspaper wants. And just by looking at their articles, you can start to see, you know, how they like it, how long they are, and such. So in that case, I would recommend doing a personal reach out to those instead of just submitting no-name formatted mass press release to them.
Now, of course, as you said, there are services, and they are expensive. And an author, before they, you know, jump into it, they have to really... One of the problems I've discovered with authors is they do start, like, they jump in and they start on different paths, but they don't have a real business plan. And one of the authors that I recommend people go to is Denise Grover Swank. She has on her website her actual business plan that she wrote when she started writing books, because she was in a desperate situation. Her husband had died and she needed to support 6 children. And she realized that she had to make a business out of being an independent author. So she wrote and approached everything as a business, with a real budget, with a real goals to make every month. And so authors should really go there and have a look at that, because it really is wonderful. And I was happy to talk to her not too long ago, and she just hit the 2 million mark. She sold more than 2 million books as an indie author, which is just remarkable. But again, when she started off and she had no knowledge of marketing, no knowledge of press release, nothing, but she just had the goal that I am going to treat this as a business and spend as much time promoting myself as I am writing the books.
Well, and the big thing about that is I think that that author didn't dabble in anything, okay? Dabbling is something where, you know, we hear of this great tactic, And we say, okay, I'm going to do that. And then you kind of do just enough to get the check in the box. I call that dabbling. Because when we start dabbling, we don't do anything right. You know, just hiring some company, telling them, go ahead and write a press release for this book, and then, you know, and then send it out. That's dabbling. That's not going to get you there. But if you have an idea and you understand press releases, you understand the structure and what is the difference between a successful one and a failure, you know, and you're dedicated to working on it until you see that success, that's not dabbling. And that's where you get that one percenters out there that are really enjoying the benefits of a press release, that they're getting sales, they're improving their name, they're getting it out there, and they're getting all of their goals set. I bet that when she created that that list, that strategy guide, I'm going to call it that, the strategy guide, she went through and truly made it so that each part of her book marketing was not only like concentrated and full of effort, but that she did it again and again. And each time that she did that same exact, those same exact steps, she probably got better at each. And she probably saw even better results each step of the way forward.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. You know, she started off with, in her first month, she sold like 30 books. And she said, I can't feed six kids on 30 books. You know, I can't do that. I've got to really sell. And she actually estimated how much money, how many books she would have to sell in order to put food on the table for each month. Nice. So she said, if I have to sell 325 books this month, I'm going to sell 325 books. And if towards the end of the month, if she hadn't, you know, gotten the notice, and she would actually physically take books and walk into laundromats where people are doing the laundry and say, you know, you want to read a good romance novel? And it was just absolute, you know, perseverance that she set these goals. And this is what authors have to do. that's the name of the game.
That's right. But a big thing about it is that what happens is a lot of authors will say, hey, this PR thing sounds pretty good, right? The press release sounds great. Let me try that. And then they see that, oh, well, that only got me like a couple books. And then they pivot towards another marketing tactic and they dabble in that. And then they see the results aren't good there. So they pivot to another one. My biggest suggestion, the thing that I say to all published authors and self-published authors is this, is failing forward is great. I mean, you know, if you try something and it didn't work, keep working on it. Learn from the mistake from last time. Grow. Set forward. And when you start to do that, you're going to learn and experience enough that you'll start to reach into the top 1%, you know, that we talked about, the guys that see the real benefits, the ones that have the intuition to make things happen. So for all the authors out there, choose your marketing tactic and then stick with it. Don't pivot. Don't dabble. Invest, fail forward, and grow.
Well, you know, Dave, I so appreciate that you came on today to talk about press releases. And I want to have you back on in February. And we're going to do a good half hour about keywords, because that's another question I get asked all the time. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And everybody, go to Dave Chesson's Kindlepreneur. And make sure that when you're there, I'm sure there's something there to buy, something there to you know, support him, because you really are so generous in giving so much information for writers.
Well, thank you, Patsy. It's an honor to always be here.
Okay, and we'll talk to you next month, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye now. Okay, he's a great guy. And do go to his website, Kindlepreneur. And meanwhile, we're going to go and have a few commercials, and then we're going to come back with a very interesting writer.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an author? An artist? An inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications, to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at LarsonPatentLaw.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Support Joy on Paper and local authors. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code PATSY, P-A-T-Z-I. Love a good book? Then the Book Swap of Carolwood is the place for you. They carry both new and used books. Looking for a cozy mystery, books for the kids, or a great thriller? They've got it all. So head over to the Book Swap of Carolwood, located at 11738 North Dale Mabry in Tampa. Valentine's Day is coming soon. Stop in and meet the friendly staff who will help you find the perfect gift. Remember, 11738 North Dale Mabry in Tampa. Book Swap of Carolwood has been part of the North Tampa community since 1984.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
With a Z, and I am back, and I'm just waiting for Claire Kahn to call in from, I think she's in New York. She's it's her release date, and it's always so exciting for an author on their release date. And we're going to be talking about her book, Let's Talk About Love. But before we talk about her book, I want to just mention that I hope that you will go to my Facebook page, Joy on Paper, or it's Radio Joy on Paper, and I have some new videos up and some interesting things that are happening with me and here at the program. I so would appreciate if you would just like me. I want to get that. This, you know, I was talking to Gretchen Rubin. I'm sure that she was, you know, on the program a few weeks ago, and as you know, she's also was on Oprah. And Gretchen always talks about setting a word for the year and in January. And so I set my word, and my word is Facebook. And I want to thank all of you who sent in your words, because they were just beautiful. Some, one was love, one was passion, one was it was sort of stick to it. And somebody wrote it all as one word. And, of course, right was one of the most popular words that I got. So I'm sort of adding them up and seeing who, which word is the one that most of you writers out there have selected. Perseverance is another one, because it takes a lot of perseverance to be able to get to the point where you have a release date, and particularly where you have a release date that is, you know, part of the whole Macmillan young adult imprint. So you are really excited. So I'm so happy that I'm going to be talking in a few minutes to Claire. I think I'm looking at Big Ed in the control room, and it looks like he's answering the phone, and so we should have it pretty soon. But do remember that put your word. What is your word? Go to my Facebook page, Radio Joy on Paper, and tell me, what is your word for the year? And as I said, mine is Facebook, so like me. And I'm going to add up all of the words and see which one sort of is the winner. And I hope that you will participate in that. And also look at my videos. And you can follow me on Twitter, too, because I'm also doing Twitter. But I didn't make that my word because, you know, there's just so much you can do in a day. And I am so busy. You have to remember, I read all these books that I get. I get so many books. It's unbelievable. And, you know, at one point I was going to actually cut down the number of books, and now I just get books and books and books. And now I have on the phone Claire Kahn. Hi, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Claire. Well, this is so exciting, and we're going to be talking about your book, Let's Talk About Love, and today is the release date, so it must be an exciting day for you.
It is. I've been waiting for this day for a very long time.
Oh, wow. You know, it's amazing. I always love to talk to authors on their release date, because it's It's just a day that you'll always remember. And so always, for the rest of your life, you can remember Patsy with a Z is very enthusiastic about your book. And we will talk about that. And, you know, it's an unusual book. It's really a book about, you know, that sort of unexpected. And I think that, you know, I really enjoy your character, Alice. First of all, I liked her idea of sort of vegging out and eating. And I thought the minute I read that, I said, okay, I like this girl. And there aren't many, you know, books about sort of, I guess now it's sort of very, very modern. So it's asexual characters that they're writing about. And so the book from that point of view is fascinating. And so let's talk about that. But I also want to talk about something really that there was a couple of things about, you know, when I open a book, I always go to the acknowledgments page. And so
that's the first thing I read.
So I was so when I went there and I read what you wrote, that you always go there. So I thought, whoa, I thought, I like this girl. We're the same. We like to know sort of, you know, I always talk about at the beginning of this program, I talk about for people who want to know the story behind the book. And so much of that story behind the book is in that acknowledgments page.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And so let's talk about how this happened. Of course, in there you acknowledge about Swoon and how Swoon has really... how you worked with them and how you got involved. So tell us about the whole process.
So Swoon Reads is like American Idol for books. Authors upload their manuscript to the website. A community of readers, or basically the users of the website, they then go through, way through, find something that catches their eye, and they leave comments, they leave a rating, and then they share it with their friends. So as the books get more, or the manuscripts get more comments and more ratings, it begins to rise in the ranks, and then they'll catch an editor's eye. And then the editorial team will then read the book, and then they'll decide if it's something that they'd like to publish. And so there are different seasons throughout the year, and they'll pick 3 to 5 books each season. So I started with the website launched in 2013. I signed up in 2014. And then I was selected in 2016. So it took me 3 tries, 3 different manuscripts to actually catch the editor's eye. So I love Swoon Reads. I'm in it for the long haul.
Well, that is so exciting. And this is sort of like Wattpad, right?
Yes, and yeah. I also use Wattpad.
You also do Wattpad. Okay, well, the nice thing about this is that, as you said, Another reason I wanted to talk to you is you mentioned that you started on January 1st, 2014, writing.
Yeah.
Like a New Year's resolution. And since this is still January and I've been telling people, well, what are you doing? Did you start your book? And you know, a lot of people say, oh, not yet. And I said, well, you know, I just read a book by somebody who actually started on January 1st. So what's the excuse here?
And I did. I woke up. I got a notebook, a pen, and I sat down, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I started writing. And by the end of March, I had my very first novel. It's terrible. No one will ever read it. But I did it, and it set me on the path that I'm on now.
Well, that's the important thing. Why I named this program Joy on Paper is even if it never gets published, there is that joy that you get when you actually physically get it down on paper, and you can go back and look at it, and then you can decide if it's good or bad. But at least you've done it. You've done it. You have that joy, that feeling of accomplishment.
Exactly.
So you were really good, and that's like about 90 days, a little bit more than NaNoWriMo, which is 30 days for a book. But then... once you read that first book, you said, okay, I'm a writer. I can actually write.
Well, I it was more like, oh, I can actually finish something. I feel like the writing part came later because I feel like in order to be a writer, you have to really work on your craft. And that was something that took a lot of time to refine the way I structured my prose. And I feel like once I actually got my rhythm, I'm very confident. I'm mostly confident in my prose now. That's when I feel like I became a writer.
Well, and you should be confident because your writing is really excellent. And this book is, there are so many things I like about this book. The characters are beautifully developed. I love Alice. I love the entire story, you know, of sort of a coming of adulthood, I guess we could. It's not anymore coming of age, because nowadays we have to have kids coming of into adulthood, perhaps a little later than normal. When I was young, because when I was young, we had to sort of do it faster. But now there is a point where kids have to come into this adulthood and realize that that there are lots of challenges in life and they have to face them. And I think Alice certainly does.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why she's 19. I wanted to show that it's okay if you don't know what your life path's going to be in high school. And I feel like that's the time where, at least in America, where the pressure is really put on kids to begin to choose what they're going to do with their lives. And she just didn't do it. And still, in the book, still has, like, no idea. Stumbles upon where she's supposed to be.
Well, your writing is really, it's sharp and full of humor, which I really enjoy. And so this was your third, is your third book? You wrote another book before?
Well, this was the third book that I submitted to Swoon Reads. I actually have quite a few more just sitting on my hard drive. And then I also use Wattpad, so there's books on Wattpad as well, the ones that I felt were up to par, and I was able to share them.
Well, I think this idea of what Swoon is doing is really lovely. It really opens up the possibilities for writers.
Absolutely, because you get immediate market feedback. You can see the books that readers are drawn to, and you can read it in their comments. It's like, you know, I've never read anything like this before. Or they'll say, you know, this represents me so well. I wish I had this book on my shelf. So you know immediately what market you can tap into, and publishing takes a while. So typically 18 months to 2 years from the date you get the deal to the book comes out when you're traditionally published, and you just have to have faith that that market is still going to be there once the book actually comes out. And in my case, market is still there.
Oh, definitely. Because it is a heartfelt book. I think people recognize that. The story is unique. It's not sort of an everyday story. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how you came out with the idea and for the story, and a little bit more about the story itself?
Yes. So this is one of the times where character came before plot. Like, I knew who Alice was inside and out, just almost inside and out. She held a few secrets back when I first began drafting the initial story. And then in its final form, it became the summer of her 19th year. You know, she's in between her freshman and sophomore years of college. Her parents want her to go to law school. She doesn't want to do that, but she doesn't have an alternative, and they're getting angry with her. Her best friends are getting married, and their trio is becoming a duo, and she really feels like a third wheel. And then she has problems on the romantic front, I guess I could say, where she meets someone new, but she's not really ready for a relationship. But she also isn't ready to let that possibility go. There's something there, but she's just too scared to make that jump. And this is her story of how she gets through that summer and finds herself at the end.
Well, I think you've done a beautiful job. As I said, I always like books that have some humor in them. You know, sometimes, I've found that sometimes young adult books can be really, like, too intense with the problems, and not enough with just the humor of everyday life.
Yeah, and that was actually something really important to me, you know, because I didn't want her to have a tragic life. I wanted her to be happy. You know, I wanted her to have, you know, her favorite foods and her favorite TV shows. And, you know, she lives a fluff life. She likes to relax and have a good time and never exercise, and she doesn't apologize for that. And,
I thought that was funny.
In order for a book, what I consider, you know, a compelling book, there needs to be some tension, you know. And I really just want it to be everyday things about, like, not knowing what you want to do with your life, and then, you know, maybe just fighting with your friends, but you still love them so much, but you just don't have the words you know, to say, you know, hey, what you're doing is hurting me, but let's still be friends, you know. And it's just growing up in general. I want it to be as authentic as possible.
Well, I think you accomplished that, because it was funny when you know, she's planning her summer with nonstop all-you-can-eat buffets and marathoning on her favorite TV shows. I thought, well, you know, that is a pretty typical way to plan a summer when you're that age.
Yeah, and I feel like that's missing out of a lot of books. It's just have a regular life, and I've always felt that was something that it was unexplored. Like, you can have a regular life and still have that tension.
Well, I think so. And sometimes young adult books can be so intense that they have to, like, in the first few pages, they have to save the world, and they have to, you know, do something really big like that. But in fact, life is like you write it. And that's why I think the book, you had so many of the readers, because I went back and I looked, and the reader comments on your book were, oh yeah, I understand this girl. I really like Alice. You know, I've done things like Alice, and I think that's why the book is so successful, and why I'm so happy that you're having, you know, this wonderful opportunity to have it is really an author's dream come true to have a release date, a real release date where people are actually celebrating it, right?
Yes, and it was 18 months. I got the 18-month wait from knowing, okay, you have the deal. Now you have to wait almost 2 years for the book to come out, and then work really hard during those 2 years. So this is a very cathartic day, you know, icing on a publishing cake, and I am just having a really good time.
And I'm sure all of your family is so thrilled, because it's just a wonderful time in an author's life.
Yeah, my mom is probably my biggest supporter. So what she'll do is she'll group text the entire family, like all five generations of family, and like tell them to buy the book.
Oh, well, that's what moms are for. You know, that's what we do in our life. I mean, I just sent my son a care package of, you know, cookies and goodies, because, you know, he's okay. So he's, you know, in graduate school. That doesn't mean anything to me. He still needs a care package, right?
Yeah, and my mom does the same thing. So it's whenever something writing-related happens and it's positive, she always buys me a Starbucks gift card every time, because that's my, you know, drug of choice when I'm writing. I got to stay focused. I get my Starbucks. So that's her little way of supporting me and saying, you know, this is just from your mama kind of thing.
Well, that's, you know, that is funny. What I do is I send the cookies and the Starbucks card so that he can, you know, have, because he's not going to eat anybody else's cookies. He wants mommy's. So that's, you know, I love it. I love it. And I'm so very happy for you. And, you know, so you've got things still on Wattpad going, and do you find that what you do is when for people who don't understand, in Wattpad, you're not putting the entire, or even soon, you didn't put the entire book up at one time, right?
No, you do. So with Swoonreads, it's required to put your entire completed, polished manuscript up on the site.
Oh, okay.
They don't take novellas. It has to be at least 50,000 words. The complete books. And then on Wattpad, you kind of have a choice. So I actually do choose to put complete books up on Wattpad, only because I feel the kind of stories I put there are not likely to get published. Like, they wouldn't really catch a publisher's eye. So I experiment a lot more. But I have a really strong readership. Like, they're very loyal, and they're very excited about the work, and they leave me lots of comments that keep me going. So even though the books are a little out there, the readers love it, and that's the most important thing to me.
Well, and it is important also to the publishers. They love to see that kind of reaction from readers. And as I said, I looked at some of, you know, the comments from readers, and just across the board, everyone said, you know, this is book. I've been waiting for this book, or this is, you know, I can't put it down. So when you have that kind of response from the readers, it is something that really, well, touches your heart, and also touches the minds of publishers who are thinking with their pocketbooks.
Yes, because publishing is definitely a business. Yes.
Exactly. and it's funny when you talk about the 18-month process of waiting, and this happens, and I was talking to another author like 2 years ago, Nikki Drayden, and she had just, you know, signed with her agent, Donald Mawson, and then she had to wait for this 18-month too, and she's like, oh, it's, you know, it's worse than being pregnant. You have to wait 18 months. Yeah. Like, wait, I wish we could do it in 9 months, you know, but it is exciting. And of course, during that time, you do have these times where you have to actually fix things and edit things sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was a very lengthy editing process.
Yeah, and again, so many writers think when they finish a book and they write the end, that it's the end, but it's not actually. You do have that time period there. So, you know, I think that you should be very proud of yourself. It's a wonderful, wonderful career that you're, you know, embarking on. And I see a great future for you because, you know, once, you know, as you said, in your case, Alice came to you fully formed, but this ability to put her down on paper and to make her world so realistic is a great talent.
Thank you.
And so you've already got another book done, I'm sure, right?
Yes. So I'm working with Spoon Reads on what my next published novel will be. It's not going to be a follow-up to Let's Talk About Love or anything. It's going to be new characters, new themes, just, but still with that same heart. Like, you know, characterization is very important to me. So I hope people fall in love with or her name, the new main character. Her name is Sunny, as much as they love Alice.
Well, you know, because when I turned to the acknowledgments and I read that you turned to the acknowledgments, I thought, I really like this girl and I'm going to keep an eye on her because I think you have a great future. And, you know, Mary Higgins Clark has been on my program a number of times, and she always says that for her, too, the most important thing is the acknowledgments. For all authors, when they're writing, they have to remember that the writing process is a singular. But the publishing process takes a lot of people and a lot of effort. And you have to remember and to thank all of the people who help you get to this point that you actually have a release date.
And it's true. It's writing acknowledgments is so stressful because you're just paranoid you're going to leave somebody out. And it took me several weeks to just make sure that I got every single name in there or at least every company so I can do like an umbrella. And so far, no one has called and yelled at me that I forgot them, but there's definitely going to be another book, so I have a second chance to put them in the acknowledgement.
Okay. Well, again, I want to tell everyone, look, if Claire can start a book on January 1st and finish in 90 days, you can start a book now and by the end of the year. Actually, if you're writing every day, a page a day, you have a 365-page novel at the end of the year, right?
That's right. You know, just 500 words a day, and you'll have a novel in a year.
Yeah, exactly. So, Claire, I am so happy that you came on the program today. I know that you're going to be back many times because I have a feeling we've got a lot of books in the future. And I want to, again, congratulate you on Let's Talk About Love. Do you have a website?
Yep. I do. So it's ClaireKahn.com.
Okay, and Kahn is K-A-N-N, and people can go there, and the book is released today and wherever books are sold, and make sure you go and get it. And again, Claire, thank you so much for being at Joy on Paper. You were a joy to talk to.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Okay, bye-bye now, Claire. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wow. That's nice. See, that's determination. She started on January 1st. 2014, and in 90 days she had her first book, and now she has 3 years later, she has a published book, and it was done by Macmillan, so you can't go wrong there, you know. And check out Swoon, because Swoon is part of Macmillan, and they are really a fascinating way in which to get noticed. You can put your book up there, and people will read it and comment, and as she said, if the editors see enough comments, positive comments, they read the book themselves, and then you might be selected as one of the I think they publish maybe 8 or 10 books a year. So it is a wonderful opportunity. Another way that you can get published without having an agent, because it is also, you know, a problem for all writers. You have to go out there and find an agent. Now, Swoon has particular type of books they want, but check them out, and it's just swoon.com, and you can see if perhaps your book is the right kind of book for them, and get in there and have your book picked up by a major publishing group. Wow, it's exciting. And then you have a release date in New York City, and you get to talk to all sorts of people on the radio and maybe even a television program or two, and sell lots of books. So I think Claire's going to do pretty well, because it's an unusual book. It's not your ordinary love story. Let's just put it this way. It's a modern generation type of story, but it does cross the entire gamut of love. What is love? It's love is it doesn't matter what color you are, what sex you are, what type of person you are, what you look like. It's all about love and about caring for other people. And certainly Claire managed to capture that with her very interesting character. So again, I would like to remind everyone that you can help Joy on Paper by going to My Pillow and buying a pillow, because it's just wonderful. It makes a very nice gift, sort of a very romantic gift for Valentine's Day, very suggestive kind of gift that you might want to give. And all you have to do is use the promo code PATZI, that's my name, and you can get a pillow or two. And as a matter of fact, you get two pillows, but because it's buy one get one. So I mean, now that's romance. Okay, you can both get a pillow. So go to My Pillow and use my promo code. And meanwhile, remember that one of the joys of life, as Claire Kahn just discovered, is to see your words on paper or to hear them in audible books. And you never know, maybe your book will be picked up for the movies and you'll hear lights, camera, and action. Wow, isn't that exciting? And meanwhile, make sure that you say something nice to somebody today. I'm going to say something nice to Big Ed in the control room, because he's always so good to me. He put up my sign, gets me all organized here, and he salutes me, and I'm saluting him. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye now.